the pictures, they give your game away, yeah. There's the dreams, the dreams, the road with broken glass for us to hold. And I've got so far before I had to say, please, please tell me now, is there something I should know? There's a dream, dreams, the road with broken glass for us to hold. And I kept so far before I had to say, please, please tell me now, is there something I should know? Is there something I should say that'll make you come out?
That was Duran Duran. This is Kiss FM number 102.7. Now we play something sophisticated. The new one from Phil Collins. Don't let him steal your heart away. 17 minutes towards 9 on Kiss FM.
Don't let him steal your heart. racing cars, I'll be back. Just telling the package things and get out all your life. And just give me one more chance, I'll show you I'm right, I'm right. Cause I've been thinking and I know who's me. We'll be right back.
Got 9 minutes left before Chris Barry, who's at the door now, and nobody let him in, which is quite funny. He'll be here in 9 minutes' time, right after the news, playing all your favourites. Have you ever wondered what would happen if the Liffey was to flood and there was water everywhere? Well, I'll tell you what I would do. The breaststroke. Well, it's called the Chinese Way, and their way must be the best because you've seen how many there are of them. I mean, they must have do it better than any. It's 3 minutes towards 9 o'clock, and actually, they thought I was so good tonight, they've given me another show tomorrow on Radio Nova. God, I'm so excited. And it starts at 10 o'clock until 2. I'm overcome with the whole thing. I've got to say goodbye. Bye bye.
I just had to love.
Kiss FM is KISS Dublin.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Ken Hammond. Good evening. The Minister for Social Welfare, Mr. Desmond, has said that tax and social insurance deductions had been made from paychecks issued to employees of Waterford Glass. He said the deductions had been made by the company and would be paid over to the state when they become due in mid-May. Gardaí are said to be keeping an open mind on the killing of a Dublin man early this morning. 24-year-old Mr. Gerard Harrigan was shot dead close to his Ballymun home by a man using a handgun. Mr. Harrigan was married with one child. The attack happened when two men on a motorcycle approached him and the pillion passenger got off and fired a number of shots. In Northern Ireland, a British soldier has died after being shot accidentally. The man, a member of the Royal Green Jackets, was hit when a rifle went off in Baileak Joint Army and Police Station in County Fermanagh. Earlier this afternoon, 10 people were taken to hospital after an explosion at a Belfast market. A gas cylinder blew up in a food bar as hundreds of shoppers thronged the Sunday market at Nuts Corner. Most of the injured suffered burns and shock, but it's not thought that anyone was seriously hurt. Abroad, and the Jordanians have announced that their talks with the PLO have broken down and that there will be no further moves towards peace negotiations along the lines of the Reagan plan for the Middle East. President Reagan's proposals involved Palestinian self-government along the West Bank and Gaza in association with Jordan, with King Hussein acting as intermediary between Israel and the PLO. The plan was finally rejected by hardliners within the PLO, despite a measure of agreement being reached between Yasser Arafat and King Hussein of Jordan. A radical Palestinian group has claimed responsibility for the murder of Dr. Issam Sartawi, a leading moderate member of the Palestine Liberation Organization. Dr. Sattarvi was shot dead by a lone gunman in the lobby of a hotel on the Algarve coast in Portugal, where he was attending a Socialist International Congress as an observer. The Portuguese Prime Minister has sealed all exits from the country as the hunt for the killer continues. The group which said it killed Dr. Satavi accused him of being a traitor in the service of American imperialism. The group broke away from the PLO 10 years ago. The Taoiseach and Labour leader, Mr. Spring, is among the delegates at the conference in Portugal. In Lebanon, one Israeli soldier was killed and three were wounded when a bomb went off as their vehicles were patrolling an area southeast of Beirut. The Israeli army said the soldier was killed when his vehicle overturned as he drove for cover after the explosion. Still in the Middle East, the British Foreign Secretary Francis Pym has said that there may soon be a meeting between the head of the PLO's political department and a British government minister. Mr. Pym, who was on a visit to Saudi Arabia, said at a news conference that the PLO had a crucial role to play in the Middle East peace negotiations. In France, there has been serious flooding in parts of the country after heavy rain over the past week. In Alsace, 9,000 firemen and army units have been mobilized to help with rescue efforts. Three people were killed and at least 20 injured during a fierce storm in Bangladesh. The storm uprooted hundreds of trees and electricity supplies to a wide area were affected. Finally, voting has ended in local government elections in Japan. They are the first test of the government's popularity since the Prime Minister, Mr. Nakasone, took office last November. They're likely to affect the timing of a general election. Independent Radio News from Ireland at 9:03. Music
Radio. And the weather forecast for the Dublin area. Cold and cloudy with outbreaks of rain, heavy and prolonged at times. Winds are east-northeastern direction. And fresh to strong gusting 4, 6 to 8 on Dublin Bay. And the kissing high at the moment is 2 degrees Celsius. Hello there. Good evening. Chris Parry here with you between now and one. This is Phyllis Hyman, and you sure look good to me.
Getting out of here, yeah, yeah. But you sure look
102.7 Kiss FM. That's Patty Austin from 1979. And Do You Love Me? Before that, we'd quite a classic from Phyllis Hyman, And You Sure Look Good to Me. Well, congratulations to Harry. He won a big one tonight. He's going to that wonderful radio station downstairs. It's a great song from Roberta Flack, In the Name of Love.
Looking for another, you don't have to look no further. I'm the one.
The Old Greenacres.
Sam High's got what you need. Sam High's got what you need.
It's the only place that has all you need. Service and value and all at high speed. From axle stands and bearing pullers, bricklayers, levels and carpet shampooers, battery chargers, nylon slings, blow-type heaters, wire rope slings, metal detectors, cable extensions, drain clearing cable and wet orbital sanders, scaffold towers large or small. Give Sam a ring, he has it all.
Sam has got what you need. Sam has got what you need.
For all the tools and machinery you need for both home or business, have no fear, Sam is here. Call Sam Hire on 593-716 or call into them beside the Red Cow on the Nace Road. And remember,
Sam Hire's got what you need.
They've got what you need.
Your music and your friends.